Good morning. If you're joining us off-net today, this is the Senate Finance Committee. We're here in Juneau, Alaska, at the State Capitol in room 532. Today is Sunday, April 19th, 2015. At the table this morning, Co-Chairman Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Senator Hoffman.
Good morning.
Senator Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chairman.
Senator Dunleavy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And myself, Senator McKinnon. We should be joined shortly by Senator Machicki as well as Senator Olson. Is there anything to come before the committee before we start today's business? Seeing and hearing none, the two items on today's agenda are HB 106, Uniform Child Support and Parentage, and HB 178, Workers' Compensation Medical Fee. The first bill before us is HB 106. If you recall, earlier in the session on 3/24/2015, we heard SB 51 and a walkthrough on that. Right now, the CS for House Bill Number 106, State Affairs Amended, is before us. It's an act relating to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act, including jurisdiction by tribunals of the state, registration and proceedings related to support orders from other state tribunals, and foreign support orders, foreign tribunals, and certain, I'll get it out, and certain persons residing in foreign countries related to determination of parentage of a child and providing for an effective date. Would anyone like to say tribunals appropriately?
Tribunal.
Thank you very much.
Tribunal.
Thank you. Online, we have Carol Beecher, the Director of Child Support Division, and Stacy Steinberg, Chief Assistant Attorney General. In the room, we have Jerry Burnett, Deputy Commissioner of DOR, as well as Corey Mills, Assistant Attorney General. Who is going to, Mr. Burnett, who will be introducing the CS for House Bill 106, State Affairs Amended?
Through the Chair, this is, for the record, Jerry Burnett. I'm the Deputy Commissioner, Department of Revenue, and I will just go through the changes from that, from the Senate bill that you've seen before, and the House, and then Stacy Steinberg and Carol Beecher can answer questions. Thank you. Senate Bill 51, and the difference between Senate Bill 51 and House Bill 106 is the addition in the House on the floor. They added Section 1, Legislative Findings and Intent. And the findings and intent are consistent with the federal advice that we have been given from the United States Office of Child Support Enforcement on the effects of the bill. You'll see that it should allay a number of fears about whether this is taking away the state's ability to protect the privacy of its citizens. So.
Thank you, Mr. Burnett. Are there questions from committee members on Section 1, the legislative intent? Brief at ease. We're back on the record. I'd like to open the public testimony on the CS for House Bill Number 106, State Affairs. Is there anyone here in Juneau wishing to testify on the CS for House Bill Number 106? Is there anyone off-net? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed for the CS for House Bill 106. Senator Machicki, are you prepared to walk through the fiscal notes?
Yes, Madam Chair. The first fiscal note I'm going to read is number 4. I only see 3, to be clear. But they're numbered 3, 4, 3, and 2. First one is number 4, judiciary appropriation is the Alaska court system. The allocation is trial courts, and the OMB component number is 768. The total operating fiscal note for FY16 through FY21 is 0, and there's no supplemental or capital costs. Those bills would affect our workload. The number of additional orders that will be registered with the court system is unlikely to be substantial, and the court staff and judicial officers can absorb the increased work without a fiscal impact. The court system therefore submits a 0 fiscal note. Second note is fiscal note number 3 from the Department of Revenue. Appropriation is Child Support Services. The allocation is Child Support Services Division. The OMB component number is 111. The FY 16 through 21 total operating fiscal note is 0. There's no supplemental and no capital. The Department of Revenue expects no fiscal impact should this bill become law. Third fiscal note is fiscal note number 2. Department is Department of Law. The appropriation is the Civil Division. The allocation is Collections and Support. The OMB component number is 2210. Total operating from FY 16 through FY 21 is 0 with no supplemental and no capital costs. The Department of Law expects no fiscal impact should this bill become law.
Are there any questions on the fiscal note? Thank you, Senator Machicki. Ms. Beecher, are you online and available for questions?
Madam Chair, Ms. Carol Beecher, Child Support Services Division. I am available for questions.
Ms. Beecher, the governor has made this request of the legislature. Would you like to provide us any closing comments on why this is good for Alaska?
Madam Chair, thank you. This bill is good for Alaska because it will secure and ensure the funds for the child support program, which collects over $100 million a year that goes directly to families. It will also ensure that the funds continue for the TANF block grant, and in addition, it allows us to have a better chance of enforcing orders and collecting from orders where the non-custodial parent resides in a foreign country. And this is good news for Alaska's children because they will hopefully see support that previously they may not have received.
Thank you for those comments. Senator Machicki, may I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move for the committee substitute for the House Bill 106, State Affairs 29-GH1897/W.A from committee with the attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection to moving the CS for House Bill number 106, State Affairs, as amended? Seeing and hearing none, that bill moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. The next item before the Senate Finance Committee is House Bill Number 178. It's an act relating to workers' compensation fees for medical treatment and services, providing for an effective date by amending the effective date of Section 5, Chapter 63, SLA 2014, and providing for an effective date. Senator Machicki, could you walk us through the fiscal note?
Yes, Madam Chair. There's only one fiscal note. The department is Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The appropriation is workers' compensation, which is the same as the allocation. The OMB component number is 344. There is a zero fiscal note for total operating FY16 through FY21 with no supplemental and no capital. This bill simply postpones the effective date of the new fee schedule for the Centers for Medicaid Care and Medicaid Services for Workers' Compensation from July 1st to December 1st, 2015. So there is absolutely no fiscal impact to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development anticipated as a result.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Are there questions on the fiscal note? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing was opened and closed on 4:15. We had the director speak to us regarding how they could use this change in Alaska state statutes. Are there any further questions from committee members? Senator Machicki, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 178-29-LS0813/H from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there an objection from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill number 178-H moves from committee. Brief at ease. Senate Finance is back in order. Gentlemen, we have been assisted for this legislative session by a group of individuals that are both professional, punctual, unlike myself at times. Our Senate Secretaries, Allison, Marta, Donnie, and Laura are here early mornings and late evenings when we're on hold. They sit and they wait for hours on end to see when they can be of service to us. I know that I have tried to be very mindful of their time, as well as the other co-chairman, Kelly. But I just wanted to publicly acknowledge all of their hard work. And if you have any comments that you'd like to share, I would appreciate that. These folks support us without recognition in the general public. They listen to policy decisions and have opinions of their own and keep them to themselves. They have been nothing but outstanding to work with. When I need something, they tell me not to worry about still being here at midnight waiting for us on a recess or anything else, and it really does speak volumes to their dedication to the process and in serving democracy, and I just wanted to publicly say thank you to all of them. So on behalf of the Senate Finance Committee, we've given a nice bouquet of flowers from the co-chairman, myself, and each of you. But if you have any comments, the mic is open. Senator Bishop, followed by Senator Dunleavy.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and I just want to echo your comments, and I want to say something that you might think has a little bit of levity to it, but it's in all seriousness. I am blessed with two wonderful daughters. Two wonderful granddaughters, and have worked in a career where I worked hard to promote women in a non-traditional industry. And from time to time, you know, throughout our professional careers, people will say, oh, he's a good man. And I always come back and I say, well, I appreciate that, but I just want you to know the reason I'm so successful in my life, because there's a better woman behind me, driving me. So that's for all of you. Thank you.
Senator Dunleavy.
I just when I think of these ladies, you know, they're consummate professionals. They're kind, they're firm, they're sharp, and they have this incredible language with each other that nonverbal language, if you watch it, eye movements, head tilts, et cetera, et cetera. It's fascinating to watch, but I just want to thank you guys because it doesn't work without you. It just doesn't work without you. I mean, we'd be bumping into walls and falling down and so forth, so you guys make it happen, so we really appreciate it. And on behalf of the people of Alaska, you make it happen for the people of Alaska. So thank you.
Chair, the comment I want to make is that I think it's very interesting when I watch particularly this crew here, that we're all kind of, and I put this in quotes, big shots, and we run around here like we got something going on. But what I find really interesting is there's this fine line that we walk with this crew because they are so professional that we are almost a little bit subservient to them because we want to follow through on the process because we know they have set such a high bar of professionalism in this room. And you guys do a good job and you're still friendly, we love you and we have fun and we talk and we joke, but I always know Marta's watching or Donnie's watching.
Is there any other comments? Senator Machicki.
It's funny that you say a little bit subservient. If you try passing the note the wrong way or doing it yourself, you find out how entirely subservient you really are. So I think I still have ruler marks from my first few days, but it's funny. It was my first year on finance and kind of watched it when I had bills and things in the past, but I learned a lot about what you all do, and it's very much appreciated. And I have to add, and I don't know if Senator Olson's going to say something or not, but we uproot our families. We take them out of school, and we bring them down here and try to keep our family together for the 90 days, and they're in the building. Mine can be rowdy at times, I won't speak for Senator Olson's, but you guys are great with them, too. They feel welcome up here, and when you're busy, you take a moment and say hello, or you take them for a walk when you have a break, and it means a lot. So in making us feel welcome, aside from what you do in this room every day, it's very much appreciated. So thanks to all of you.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a senator of many words, I'd like to say thanks, and you make this Senate
Senate Finance Committee shine.
Amen.
Senator Olson has been with us some time. Senator Olson, any?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And speaking from the heart, I can say that, you know, when your kids are in your office and you kind of let them do what they want to do, which I'm not used to having that happen, but I've tried to be like Teddy Roosevelt, where his kids kind of ran the White House. But when they want to go to the secretary, you know, over to the other office because it's more fun over there, it's almost offensive to me. That, I thought I gave you all the freedom in here, you know. And so, anyway, thank you very much, especially on the behalf of my children and making them feel welcome and not, you know, one of those things where you get the step shit, you know, like, you know, those kind of things. So appreciate the, as Senator Machicki pointed out, making them feel welcome because it is a hectic lifestyle, especially at the end of the session. So from a heartfelt parent, from my wife and I, thank you.
So with that said, let me give a preview of the rest of the day. I'm going to recess us. I don't expect to come back in. There is nothing that I know that is being called for to the floor. We are in possession of the two Medicaid bills now. That just happened about 48 hours ago. I know that that's a governor priority. We have been very focused on trying to get other things that were very important to the governor's office and this legislative body out. I believe we've accomplished that in a professional manner, and so I wanted to thank each one of you in case we're not here when I cancel the meeting. It's been a pleasure to organize things on your behalf, and I just thank you for each of your considerations and the value that you brought to the table in discussing issues that are important to all Alaska. Senator Kelly.
Madam Chair, good job this year.
Thank you. Very good. With that, we are in recess in case we are called from for later, but like I said, I anticipate that I will cancel that later, but we're in recess. Mr. Armstrong, could you identify yourself for the record, please?
James Armstrong, staff to Senator Kelly, through the chair. Section 4 institutes clear language that commands attention for this committee.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that on the record. Are we ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Good evening. This is the Senate Finance Committee. It is 8:34 p.m. on April 19th. We're adjourned.
Man's attention.
There you go. Oh, no kidding.